Good afternoon, Seattle, Washington, and Little Saigon. It is just after 3 p.m. on January the 10th, 2020, Friday. Thank God it's fucking Friday. I don't know what you're doing out there, but if you're sitting out someplace thinking about your life and where you're going, that's pretty cool. That's right. It's Friday. It is Friday, January the 10th, 2020. The time of resupplicants is upon us. The time of the human hunt. The time of the chasing and the gnawing and the gnashing of teeth. The time of dark skies and dark motives, really. Welcome to this Friday. Welcome to my wonderland of perpetual desire. Are you prepared to relinquish all of your worldly concerns? Are you prepared to unburden yourself of various issues involving your former girlfriend? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to take it to the next level of the methodologies of male supersexual dominance? Theories of transcendent hierarchy and perfection of the self. You can attend one of my seminars. I'll be holding them down by the fucking airport, not too far from Hooker Lounge. You can attend one of my seminars at the airport, the Airport Hilton. You can learn to become a new kind of person. A person willing to accept just about anything, maybe. Are you ready to make a change? I don't know about you people, but the news is fucked. And I worry a little bit about my hunch that currently scandals and bullshit and horrible subjects and skeletons in closets and cover-ups. And again, I'm about to say this too, that a lot of this will probably end up being true. But a lot of this is being used to pop smoke. It's like, holy fuck, gotta get out of Dodge. Gotta leave. We got the alert message. Head to your condo in Antarctica. Gather your French bulldog and your hookers. Gather your women and your children. Gather all of your horses and fine art if you can roll it into one of those fucking canisters. Gather your gold and diamonds. Gather all your possessions that you want to take with you to your condo, your underground condo in the great alien pyramid in Antarctica. It's in the Antarctic safe zone. It will be the only safe zone once the time of the resupplicants is upon us. So alert, alert, alert. Get into your plane, your train, your car. You'll probably have to take a boat or a plane and head to your underground condo in Antarctica. Alert, alert, alert. Yeah. If you're going to do that, if you're going to try to, like, you know, get all the fucking douchebags who cook the planet someplace safe, one way to do this is to fucking overload the quote-unquote thinking classes with one fucking scandal after another. If you overload them with bullshit, they will not see what you were doing. This is like, you know, kind of like hand magic 101, you know, table magic. You know, when you go to that Christmas party and say, oh, there's going to be a magician at your table. Well, that's nice. Although Uncle Dan always watches the hands and everyone gets pissed off. That's the key. Keep your eyes on the fucking hands. Don't listen to him when he says something nice about your dress. Yeah, that's a trick. I just gave away one of my techniques, really. One of my super dominance male sexual techniques. Say something nice about the dress. It is a horrible thought in my head that I cannot escape from currently, and that is, what if a lot of this quote-unquote revelation, you know, and much of this is tied up with what I would call the urban mythology, the urban legend surrounding this QAnon, the secret white hats in the deep state, the good guys at the CIA and the NSA and the DIA and the DOD, the nice guys, the nice men and women. I don't know what they've been doing my whole fucking adult life. It's really great that they showed up at literally the worst fucking time after we've been stripped of every fucking freedom. Wow, in the nick of time there, cavalry. You arrived to basically, you know, save Custer at Little Bighorn. But you're gonna, really now, given your timing, you're simply gonna save us time because you can dig graves. Because they're all dead. Yeah, if there is this Q bullshit, way to be late to the fucking party. You know, way to be late to the situation. We have so buried, if there was ever a free republic in this country, we have so buried it under tyranny and empire and bullshit. And now we've got the magical white hats who are digging out the stranded airplane of the free republic. And they're going to rebuild it like they're characters in a movie, and they're stuck in the desert. And some crazy German dude who makes model airplanes, yeah, like that movie Fly of the Phoenix, some crazy German dude, and I mean the original, not the fucking remake. The original Flight of the Phoenix, okay, if you've never seen it. I think Jimmy Stewart was in it too. And anyways, they crash in the desert and they need to rebuild their plane if they want to survive. Well, here's the deal, folks. I don't know if Q is real. I don't know if it's bullshit. But I am fairly certain, on a basic level, that if it is real, they've really fucked up. Because they have come late to the party. There is no fucking plane. It is a smoking crater. There is nothing to rebuild. You guys are late to the party. If you're legit, and I don't think you are, you're so fucking late to the party, you might as well fucking go home. Okay? The options at this point are the following. End the empire, and maybe give this country a chance, or push the empire further, and probably send the world into some horrible scenario. That's it. Those are your options. End the empire, which I would love, you know, if we just ended the fucking empire. Sure, at home it would still suck because you statists can't avoid, like, getting in people's personal lives. But still, if you took away the military-industrial complex and a lot of the security state bullshit, life for somebody that just wants to live free would get better. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Anywho, I have this fear in my heart at times that all these revelations and all this fucking disclosure and all the quote-unquote truth, which, not sarcastically, might actually contain a great deal of truth. I mean, if you really want to pop smoke, you better give people some really good red meat, if you know what I'm saying. If you want to pop smoke, you better use the good stuff. If you want to get the sharks riled up, you better use good meat. Not plastic, not crap, not fucking sawdust. Actual good meat, and you'll get those sharks going. So yes, I think there's truth in all this crap. I think there's a lot of truth. And they are overwhelming people with truth. And what does that imply? That implies that they don't think people hearing this truth will have any fucking power at all at some point in the future. You need to fucking think about this for a second. You can believe there's a cadre of white hats, okay, operating in the deep state, okay? Somehow they're avoiding Israeli assassination squads. Because at this point, the Israelis would be taking these people out. If this fucking Q thing existed, the Israelis would have already taken them out. Do you understand that every piece of computer hardware, more or less manufactured in this country, is exploited at the hardware scale? Which means that the CIA and the Israelis own you. If you're Q, they already know who you are. They know where you live. They know about your kids. They know everything. But let's say you believe this, fine, fine, fine. You've got the option. Option A, you think there's this guy named Q or a group of people calling themselves Q who are operating on behalf of the good people in the CIA and the NSA and the deep state. That is scenario one. Highly unlikely bullshit that would be taken out by Mossad the very second Israel got any notion it was happening. And since this shit is being fucking published through YouTube and other venues, yeah, I would think the Mossad would know by now. Just a fucking FYI. So these people would be taken out. I'm so sorry that you're confused about that. But that is option A. You can believe that all this fucking disclosure is because there's good people operating in the fucking crocodile brain. That's one option. Option B is the scary one. That the reason why all this shit is being released is because they two things. Number one, they need all of us to be really busy and focused on crap, focused on the wrong thing. It's table magic, it's hand magic, it's basic magic. Focus on the wrong thing, misdirection. They need us focused on the wrong thing. They need us obsessed with bullshit. They need to buy themselves time. And what's most important is that at this point in time, it doesn't matter. Which means implied in all this truthology is that there comes a point in the near future, a year away, 2 years away, 3 years, I don't know, maybe sooner, when none of this is gonna matter. There'll be no internet, there'll be no talk shows, there'll be no investigations. That's option B. Now, given what I know of human history and the general bullshit of human beings, that, you know, whatever, given what I know about people, option A seems extraordinarily unlikely, but very optimistic. Extremely optimistic. So if you're a surreal optimist, then the idea that there's this cadre or cabal of good people in the deep state fighting the good fight, avoiding Israeli Mossad agents and assassins, and yet at the same time publishing all their plans online. If you want to believe that, that's great. That is nonsense, but fine. It, you know, believe nonsense if it makes you feel better. Knowing what I know about people, option B is way more likely, and that's why I've been a little bit worried about this fucking all this information. You think, Dan, that's weird. Why would it bother you? Why would it bother you to know the truth? And listen, I want to know the truth. But I also know that if the truth is being leaked in this way, it probably doesn't imply anything good. It doesn't mean we're doomed, but I can tell you the scenarios aren't that great, including what is most likely. What is very likely, not the Q thing, but another possibility, let's call this option C. Option C is we're seeing the infighting of the elites and the victims and some of the casualties are falling by the wayside. And that means that our government, one of the most powerful governments in human history, is currently unstable. That's the option C, which in many ways is more optimistic than B, which is they're letting us know about this shit. They're dumping it out there. All the data dumps, and this might even include WikiLeaks. Like, if I'm right, and option B is it, then even WikiLeaks might have been engineered. I'm not saying Julian Assange was in on it, but he might have been used by them to be this massive data dump, get all this noise, get all this chaos to cover the escape. Because one of the things implied in option B is that it doesn't matter that all this stuff is being released. That is the core essence of option B. If they're dumping it on purpose, if this is on purpose, that means they believe a point in time exists in the future when none of this will matter. None of it. So option A is great. Believe in the heroes of the QAnon movement. Option C is almost as good. Believe that the elite are currently killing each other and taking each other out and doing data dumps on each other. I mean, it's still a bunch of assholes, but it's a bunch of assholes who are focusing their bullshit on each other, and maybe that's not so bad, but it's still kind of terrible, and it does imply our government is unstable at this point. But the most likely option is all of this fucking disclosure and all these fucking investigations and all the QAnon and all this bullshit, which contains a lot of truth, all of it, the Epstein stuff, all of this is on purpose. All of this is to mystify and confuse and to horrify and to shock and to put people in such a state that they are incapable of grasping reality. And while people are dealing with that, the elite, in my opinion, are preparing themselves for the dark winter to come. That's my opinion. So yeah, sorry if that was a long, drawn-out, confused discussion from your perspective. Felt like I needed to talk about it because it's been worrying me. You know, one of the baseline assumptions I operate under at this point is that almost nothing is really by accident, with respect to, especially when it comes to information. Because guys, the media is controlled. The media is owned. They control every switch. They control everything. So if something gets released that's big, it's highly unlikely that it's released by accident. It's highly unlikely that it just gets out there. It's way more likely that it's designed to confuse and to baffle. And here's what's worse, okay? Before we go to the next topic, here's what's really worse. Some of these people that you look at, like Donald Trump, for example, or, you know, even Hillary Clinton, these people might still be too low in the hierarchy to even know the truth. Like, Donald Trump might actually think that the 2020 election means something. Like, he may actually believe he's president. I'm not saying that he does believe it, but he might actually believe he's president and has powers and whatnot. So you never know. I mean, the thing about stooges and toadies and various functionaries and, you know, all these little peons that people use, these pawns. The thing about these types of people is that sometimes they're convinced that they are the motive of their own existence, that they even convince themselves that they're not playing a part, that they're not simply a puppet on a string. So I don't know if Donald Trump believes it or not, but here's the deal. The people we see in public might be too small to have a magical condo in Antarctica. What I'm saying is if there is a magical condo complex in Antarctica, it probably doesn't house more than 100,000 people. And 100,000 people, you may think that's a lot of people, but when you include experts, you know, people that can rebuild, people that can, builders and experts and engineers, and the right proportion of genetic mix, when you get through all of it, what you end up with is probably people like Hillary and Donald are not invited. And they might not even know that this whole thing exists. I mean, that's the thing, folks. When you live in a fun house, when you live in a house of mirrors, a house of angles and misdirection and confusion, even the person that thinks they're the captain of the ship might just be another lowly slave. It's just that from their perspective, they seem like they're in charge.